precious mother's prayer. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Good to be here today. Good to meet with you again today. I look forward every Saturday morning to coming and talking to you about the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, I know I repeat this all the time. If you have friends anywhere in the world, they can pick this program up 24/7 simply by going to WCNO.com. And you'll see the word come up on demand. When you see on demand, click on that, then you'll see a counter, click on that counter, and we have over 2 years. My son Landon have over 2 years teachings out here. You can download them, you can podcast them. Just click on any Saturday and look for the word Lifeline, and there we are. Well, look, I want to talk to you today about a very, very good subject that we need to really understand. This is like my third week on it now, but I'm going to wind it down today, but it's faith. And you know, everything we do as Christians in the body of Christ, we should really do by faith. And it's the most important subject in the Bible. We can do what we can do ourselves, but in order to carry out the things of the Lord and accomplish the things of God and do the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have to step out in faith. God is a faith God. God operates by faith. And I've really been in the body of Christ a long time, and I've really tried to learn, and I've watched people, I've watched churches, I've watched the body of Christ, and I've watched all of our struggles, and I've watched wonderful people doing the best they can. I've known a lot of people work hard for the Lord. But sometimes, you know, that's not the answer. Sometimes we have to step out and step out and in faith to get anything done. That's why I'm trying to really make a faith statement here today, to realize that faith is God's work. So we have to get over past ourselves and come up higher where we can really step out and do the work of the ministry. And this kind of show you like a mountain. And people of God, I think, sometimes just kind of halfway up the mountain and they stopped. And everything they do right and good. You can't hardly find anything wrong with the church. You go to the church, you're going to find good people. You're going to find a good pastor preaching, doing all he can do. You're going to find the people caring. And you know, we just do good. The people of God are good people, and everything they do, they kind of do it well, they kind of do it good. But then, in my opinion, this is just what I've observed over many years, they're kind of halfway up the mountain. They stopped too soon. In other words, it's like the greatness of God, the authority, the power, everything we need from God, we have to come up higher, up to a higher realm of faith, a higher level of faith to operate in the things of God. What we do good is kind of what we can do and manage. In other words, we can build churches. You know, we learn to preach. We go to school. We do all of these things. We treat people kind. We're nice. We're everything. Jesus covered it pretty well in the first chapter of the book of Revelations. We do everything good except, he said, you've left your first love. In other words, we've not got all of him involved. We've not totally incorporated him in everything that we do. We use his name, but we don't operate in his authority, and we don't operate in his power. And I'm just trying to kick everybody another notch up, just help you to grow and to come on up higher where you can really operate in the things of God and get your prayers answered. Really. I mean, he's a faith God, and he wants you to love, believe, and trust him. And you know, he's a supernatural God, so to get really the real work of God is supernatural work. Really, it really is. It's not what man can do, it's what God can do through man. Well, in order for that to happen, man has to have faith to reach up and really pull on the power of God and then operate that way through man. And without faith, it's just hard to do. So I'm trying to get up higher myself and trying to encourage everyone else to move up higher, to believe for more, to trust for more, because God wants more for us. And this is bad times in our nation worse than my entire life and in anybody's entire life. I think we're in worse shape as a nation we've ever been in our life. And we really need the power of God, because you can see the work of the enemy. It's prevailing, it's doing fine, and it's doing well. And we beat him, but we beat him with the power of God and not in ourselves. You're seeing the best of man every day. You're seeing the best of man when you see the government every day. But we need the supernatural power of the living God that loved us and died for us. We need to step out in the supernatural. So I want to talk about faith prayers that work. And then we'll talk about faith prayers that never work. We pray a lot of prayers because we don't really understand what God has already done. So I want to cover that today. You need to spend a lot of time praying all about you and getting nowhere. There really are faith prayers that really work. But we can get to know the Lord Jesus Christ better. We can know what to expect when we pray every time. You know, it's pretty much clear for us in the Bible. He wants us to get our prayers answered. He wants to father us. That's how much you see it there. The Almighty Father God that loved us enough to send his own son to wash our sins away really wants to help us. So he's look at the price he paid, and that tells us right there how much he cares for us. Then that tells us right there how much he wants to help us to make it, to be people of his kingdom, to be his sons and to be his daughters. So he has our best interest in mind at all times. He is a very good God that wants to father you. And I'm trying to get you to come up higher where you can get more of what God wants you to have. That's what I'm really trying to do here today. Matthew 21:22, Jesus said, and this is really a powerful word, all things whatsoever you ask in prayer believing, you shall receive. Wow. That, my friend, is a big promise. Question is, how much can you believe for? Now, this is really big. Jesus made this statement. I open my Bible sometimes and I just stare at that. He said this. These words are in red. Matthew 21:22, and all things whatsoever. Well, that should get your attention. You shall ask in prayer. Believe me, you'll still receive. My friend, that is a real big promise. But he said it. That means it's possible. That means it's there for you. Are we walking in that level? Probably not. Let's start by looking at a few faith prayers that never work. See, we really don't know. When I hear people pray sometime, I realize real quick, they really don't know what God has done and who they really are in him, and the fact that he really wants to father us, provide everything for us, take us up higher, take care of us. He's a good God. And sometimes we don't know that. Here's a prayer I hear prayed often. Lord, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Now, that David prayed that prayer, but listen to this. This prayer can never be answered. God would consider this prayer faithless when David prayed that prayer. He didn't have the Holy Spirit dwelling in him like we do today, because the Spirit had never been given out into the ascension of the Master himself. He would come up on David when he would speak for the Lord, but would not remain on him like he is in you. If you are his. You understand the difference here? Father would have to change his words to answer this prayer, and God would consider your prayer faithless. Hebrews 13:5, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. In other words, he's with you at all times. Take not the Holy Spirit from me. That is a ridiculous prayer. I will never leave you nor forsake you. His Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, dwells in you. John 14:16, Jesus said, I will pray the Father. He will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. You see why that's a faithless prayer? He may abide with you forever. You got to know he's living in you, dwells with you, never leaves you, abides in you to come up higher, to get your prayers answered. The Lord Jesus said forever. He means it. And you should know what you have as a child of God in order to properly value your relationship. I mean, he can't take the Holy Spirit from me. He's already said we would have him forever. We need to know who we are, and we need to know these promises and know how we stand with God. Then we'll get our prayers answered. Jesus said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. See, the world can't receive these things. And sometimes we pray like we don't have him. Lord, take not the Holy Spirit from me. We didn't receive it if we're praying like that, because it sees him not, neither knows him. That's the world. But you know him. He draws with you and shall be in you. If he's with you and in you, how can you pray, Lord, don't take him away? He's dwelling with you. He's in you. He's in us forever. Think about it. The world can't have what you have, but you can. Can you see this? You really need to see this. You need to know who you are. Once you're born again, God imparts His Spirit into you. He makes an investment in you. And then by His Spirit, He wants to lead, guide, teach, instruct, love, comfort, provide for you forever. You become His child. Can you see that? You really need to see that. You need to come up higher and get the things of God. God has things for you. Come up and get them. He said, I'll not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. That's a great promise. But are you really living that promise? These promises are real. I'm just trying to point you to come on up higher where the good stuff of God is and get it, okay? Here's another prayer. It's faithless. Isaiah 64:1. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. I hear that prayed a lot of times in meetings. This is a faithless prayer for born-again people. Since He's living in us. Mark 15:38. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom when Jesus ascended. When Jesus was crucified, the curtain was rent, ripped open forever. He's down and living on the inside. You need to know that. Come on up higher and get some of this good stuff of God today. Believe me. Look also, if you're sitting out there today and you're a broken, hurting, troubled person. If you're there now, and I know a lot of people are like that today. This is a troubled world. You can give us a call. He'll be more than glad to try to minister to you, try to help you any way we can. Our phone number is 221-1100. Or out of town, 888-221-8990. Here's another prayer that just can never be answered. Lord, rebuke the devil from me, bind him, protect me from Satan. I hear this prayer prayed lots of times. Luke 10:1, Jesus said, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. All is the big word here. I give you power over all the power of the enemy. He has no power against you unless you let him have it. He has to lie, deceive you to get it. You understand that now? He's not going to rebuke the devil from you. James 3:7, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Sometime it's fight time. Put on the gloves, put up a fight. Get in the ring if you have to, but listen, you have to fight the good fight here. Really, the only way he can ever hurt you is by deceiving you. Submit yourself to God. Stay submitted. Then resist. You can resist. You have to fight. To resist, you have to fight. Don't put up with it. You protect yourself, okay? Mark 16:18, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. That's your job. Asking God to do what he's given you the authority and power to do would be like hiring a man to work for you. And then turn around and do it, and him asking you to do his work for him, handing you the broom. That's what it's like. God has given us the authority here over all the power of the enemy. But you see, by faith, you have to come up higher. Well, you know this stuff. Well, you can get your hands on the authority that God's given you and use it. That's what God wants for you. Come on up higher. Step out in faith and learn and grow and get rooted and grounded and solid in the Word of God. You know your place. You know your authority. The devil should fear you, really. He should fear you because of the power that's in you. You should bother him more than he bothers you. That's really true stuff I'm telling you now. John 3:30. Here's another prayer that God can't answer. I must decrease while he must increase. That's no. God does not want you to decrease. God wants to be full. He wants nothing but increase and growth for you because he wants to increase his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, through your life. How many parents out there doesn't want their child to do better than they did? All of us do. All of us do everything we can to make our children live better. We never say we hope our son fails. We hope our daughter fails. Never, never, never. God wants increase in his people. He wants us to represent his precious son, Jesus. John the Baptist made that statement, but he was the last of the Old Testament prophets. He was on the other side of the New Testament. God was born before Jesus. He had to go. He was born before Jesus himself. Remember, Jesus said, the least of you are greater than him, are greater than John. Because you're born again. You belong to him. You're in the new kingdom. John's gone. That's why he made that statement. So, no, he don't want you to decrease. He wants you to increase. Come on up higher. I have more for you, says the Lord. Come on up. Come to me, says the Lord. I'll take you higher. Example, in the Old Testament, let me just put it this way. In the Old Testament, if the leper touched you, you were an unclean person. In the New Testament, built on the love of God, you touch the leper and he becomes clean. See, the difference is a vast difference between the old and the new, between the law and between grace. God wants you to have everything. Now, he bought you with the price. He shed blood, the blood of his own son, hanging on a bloody tree. Jesus, every time I think about this in praying, and Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. In other words, Jesus suffered, bled, died. I mean, this is a young man suffering, but there was no way out. Because of the precious cleansing blood that needed to be shed, him having the only holy cleansing blood in the history of mankind since Adam, and God sacrificed him, put him to grief, made an offering, made him an offering for our sins to bring us into himself. So he will not spare nothing. God wants nothing but the very best for you. He loves you. He cares for you. If he would pay that price, his precious son, he will hold back nothing for you. Come on up higher today where the Lord is. Come on up higher. Step out in faith. God cannot answer prayers. Listen, Father God cannot answer prayers even to the Blessed Mother either. You know, I hear a lot of people all the time talking about the Blessed Mother, and she is a Blessed Mother, but God can't answer prayers to the Blessed Mother. They can't even come before the throne room. They really can't. Jesus said, I am the truth, I am the way, and I am the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. You cannot get to the Father except through this precious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, who is the truth, who is the life, who shed the blood to cleanse you. He's the way to the Father. There is no other way. There's no shortcuts. So the Blessed Mother cannot bring you into the presence of God. She cannot bring your prayers before the Lord. Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. So I just want to tell you, God cannot answer those prayers. They would be considered faithless prayers. Let me sum this up for you. If I pray for what I already have, I'm getting nothing. I'm going nowhere. In other words, what God has already given me, I can no longer expect. Listen, I can no longer expect this. This stuff hinders your faith. You can't expect nothing. You can't expect to hear from the Lord in faithless prayers because my prayers can't be answered. Therefore, I'll have no joy. I cannot rejoice in the Lord over my results that I have from the Lord. And Father's disappointed. When you don't believe and act on what he has already said and promised, he is disappointing you when you pray. If you're praying for something he gave you 2,000 years ago, he's not hearing that. Really, he's disappointing that. I mean, we're responsible to learn who he is, to know of his love, to fear him, to walk before him with perfect love, perfect fear, perfect understanding. He's not going to answer prayers, for he's already given us everything that we already need. In fact, there's a scripture that says, the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth has been given unto the children of men. You know, we're his. We have everything. Every promise has already been made to us. We got to reach out and take this stuff by faith in the name of Jesus. So we can't be praying faithless prayers and expect God to move. Actually, God's very disappointed when you pray for things that he's already given you 2,000 years ago. And do you know what it says? It says you have very little respect for his word. They haven't invested enough time to learn who he really is. It's like a father already giving you a new bike and you crying out for a bike. That's what it's like. God wants you to know how much he loves you, what his promises are, what he's done for you. And then he wants you to step out by faith and get him. Remember, Jesus said, all things, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believe you can receive. Look, and you can have faith in this. This is a big word. This is a big promise. He don't want to be sitting around crying for things he's already given you. He says, all things, whatsoever you ask when you pray, you believe, you receive them, you shall have them. John 1:5-13. Here's what he says. These things have I written to you that you may believe in the name of the Son of God, and you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. How good is this? John goes on to say, listen to this. I love this. And this is the confidence that we can have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. See, why important what I'm talking about here is, if you know his will, if you get into the word and you know his will, and you know that you know what he's already promised, and you're doing that, what he's already told you to do, you should be doing that. Like resisting the devil yourself, these kind of things. If you know his will, according to his will, Here's what John says. This is the confidence we can have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Okay? And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire in him. In other words, if you really trust and believe him, you can reach up and get it, put it in your pocket, and go on your way. That's big. That's big. This is the confidence we can have. You can have confidence in these things. If you come up higher and you learn the things of God and you touch the heart of God, we can have this kind of confidence in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Then if we know he hears us, and we should know if we're his, then we know, because he made his promises, he will. Then we know we have the petition that we desire of him. That's big. And if we know he hears, we know whatever we ask, we know we have the petition we desire of him. That's really big. John 10:10, this is one of the most significant words said by the Master. I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Wow, that's really big, isn't it? But you know what? You have to get on up on the mountain to really get it. You know, I have a friend one time, had a little bitty coffee plantation, and he was telling me, the higher up in the hill, the better the beans are. You want great coffee? You have to get up high to get it. The higher up the mountain, the better the coffee beans are. And that's kind of the way it is here with faith. You have to move on up where you can get this. I came that you've had life and have it more abundant. Come on up to where I am and get it. If you need it or want it, and it's in his will, he wants you to have it. Put your faith to work. Go for it. He's a wonderful God. He's a wonderful Father. He wants to fulfill all of his promises to you. Look, if you have a need today, give us a call. We'd be more glad to pray for you. Our number, 221-1100. Out of town, 228-221-8990. Psalms 119:89 says, forever the word is settled in heaven. So you can settle it in your heart and mind. That's God's stand concerning you. Forever the word is settled in heaven. But do you know what the word is? Do you know what was settled? I do. Hey, listen, you have to learn. You have to know. My word is spirit, Jesus says. My word is life. My word is spirit. If you listen to what he says, you can pull on the spirit of God into your very bosom. My word is spirit. It's life, and you kind of own it. But you have to come on up higher and get it. Forever the word is settled in heaven. But if you don't know it, it does you no good. It's worthless to you. Do you know it? You should. But if you can know it and get it settled in your heart and mind, now that's God's stand concerning you. Really, I'm just trying to make a statement of what God said today to the psalmist. Forever my word settled in heaven. If you know that word and you learn to trust God and you depend on him, and you can put him to the test. He says, try me. Put him to the test. His word is settled in heaven forever. And in order to change that, he would have to change. That's why I said these faithless prayers don't work. He would have to change to honor some of the prayers that we pray sometimes. Jesus said, he that believes on me has passed out of death to life. If you're born again, you've come out of the realm of judgment, the realm of Satan, and into the realm of God. You're really somebody here. You're now of the God kind. Can you believe that? You've been translated into the kingdom of God. You're of the God kind. Man is a spirit being. He's in the God class. Did you know that? You're the same class as God with God. You were created in his image. Did you know that? And in his likeness. So you're in the same class. He has to be in the same class. He has to be the same in order to become a partaker of the divine. You cannot take the divine spiritual things of God unless you are in that kind of class. Unless you're born again, washed in the blood. You become a person. You're a child of God. If you're a child of God, then you're in his image. But you have a soul, you live in a body, but you have to contend with that. No question about that. It was made of the dust of the ground. That's your struggle point. That's the things you're struggling in. But that is not the image of God, because God didn't come from the dust of the ground. You did. But the spirit that's in you is the God class, is the God kind. And your spirit is the God class. Your spirit is the God kind, because your spirit is his spirit. And he imparts his spirit into you. When you're born again, you have the spirit of the Lord Jesus. When you're a sinner, you're a partaker of Satan's nature. When a man is washed in the blood of the Lamb Christ Jesus, God imparts his own nature, his own spirit, eternal spirit into him. That's big. Do you know who you are today? Do you really know this wonderful, precious, mighty Father, mighty God that loves you enough to send his precious Son to wash your sins away, to make you right, to put you right, to call you his own, to translate you from the darkness to light, from the world and to his kingdom? to put you in his own class, to make you like him. Wow, that's a powerful God. That's big. That's big now. That's really big. Your body is now the home of your own spirit, but also his spirit. But it's also the home of your five senses. Your brain gets its information from the five senses. So sometimes it's fight time. You have to know. You have to separate. You have to know what's the spirit of God. You have to know what's the natural person. Sometimes it's fight time. You have to take authority over your life. But you're a spiritual being. You need to know that. You need to live in the spirit and walk in the spirit. John 15, 1. Think about this. Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branch. The branch has no ability to separate itself from the vine. Did you know that? You can't walk away. I'm the vine. You're the branch. You do not have authority and ability to separate yourself from the vine. You're locked in. You're zip locked in. Did you know that? You're power packed here. You really are. You really are. You're vacuum packed. You belong to God. If you trust him, come on up higher and get everything he has for you. Come get it. Seek him. Ask, seek, and knock. Grow in faith. John 11:25, Jesus said, Whosoever loves and believes in me, even though he were dead, yet shall he live. See, you're already locked in forever in eternal life. You believe this? If you got it, you have it forever. You're already in everlasting life forever. My friend, this is really a big deal. You really are a son or a daughter of God, and he loves you. He cares for you. John 11:26, Jesus said, Whosoever loves and believes in me shall never die. Now, is that a promise? Is that a promise? Did you know these things? Actually, spirit can't die. When your body stops, your spirit steps out and into the presence of the living God. That's a wonderful promise. And however, now there's a plan B where you don't even have to repent. Plan B is you step out and are carried into a torturing, burning hell by demons. Stay on the right path. Don't take road B. Don't take plan B. Make sure you're right with God. Romans 6:23, Paul said, the wages of sin is death. Get out of the sin life. He took your sins, your debts. And I mean, friends, if you haven't repented and he hasn't taken your sin debt away, you still owe it. Don't ask yourself, are you paid up? Check with him. Check with him. The same door swings both ways. All the wonderful promises will take you into heaven. All the things you don't do can take you into hell. Make sure you're a repentant man. Stay right with God. 2 Corinthians 5:21, Paul said, for he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteous of God. Do you feel that way? If you don't feel like you're the righteous of God, you need to come up higher. You need to work hard on faith. You understand now? God loves you. I want you to know that. Listen, we need help here today. I know I miss it all the time, but we're not getting it. I'll put it that way. And this really need help. We're not asking for a lot, just whatever you can spare, but we need help to pay for our program. I'm going to give you an address, make it very clear to you. You can't miss this. It's simple. I really want you to help us out with the radio program. We're doing our best to get the word of God out to help people. If you could help us, we appreciate your help. As simply as this, Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958, Lifeline, Box 63, Jensen Beach, 34958. Now I'm going to say it slow. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Or email us. We'd just love to hear from you. If you really listen to these programs and you have a computer, shame on you if you don't send us an email and tell us, hey, see if you're, we don't need to know how we're doing out there. If we can do better, you let us know that. Email trylifeline@gmail.com. 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 Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958, or trylifeline@gmail.com. Help us out. We appreciate you. We love you. We'll see you again next week. God bless you. The Lord bless you. Keep you. Come on up higher. Get a handle on faith. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. to contact Dr. Allen, the email address is crylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.